Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we are starting in Matthew chapter 4. We're going to kick it off with the first two verses. So again, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 say, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward, he was hungry." So having witnessed the declaration of the Father in the last verses of chapter 3, it says, "This is my beloved Son, and with whom I am well pleased." The devil is trying to test Christ's identity here. Remember, it's very important to understand that Jesus has two natures, the divine nature and the human nature. This type of fast, no doubt, he would have been hungry, maybe a little disoriented, just like any of us would be, because his humanity was being tested. And so what Satan is trying to do here is to get Jesus to, what Dr. Scott Hahn says, he's trying to get Jesus to embrace more of a earthly mission, like political in nature, which is kind of what the Jewish people were looking for. But Jesus had a whole different mission, is to suffer and die for us. And so because he has two natures, again, the divine and the human, he's tempted, just like Paul tells us in Philippians, every way that we are, yet did not sin. And that's important to understand. Jesus never sinned, the sinless Son of God. There were some in the early church who tried to say that, yeah, Jesus sinned, or that he had disordered desires or something like that. But the temptations that Jesus went through came from the devil himself. Remember, the devil, these verses are telling him in the next ones that the devil came to him to tempt him. But Jesus was without sin. He went through these temptations for you and I to experience what we experience, to go through what we go through, yet without sin. So let's look to Jesus when we're tempted. Let's look to him who went through these things. Ask him for help. And let's look to him when we mess up. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day.